Many years ago, when I was a young man in my 20s, I worked as a salesman for a St. Louis piano company. We sold our pianos all over the state by advertising in small town newspapers. And then, when we had received sufficient replies, we would load our little trucks and drive into the area and sell the pianos to those who had replied. Every time we would advertise in the cotton country of southeast Missouri, we would receive a reply on a postcard which said, in effect, "Please bring me a new piano for my little granddaughter. It must be red mahogany. I can pay $10 a month with my egg money." The old lady had scrawled on and on until she filled up the postcard, then turned it over and even wrote on the front, around and around the edges, until there was barely room for the address. Of course, we could not sell a new piano for $10 a month. No finance company would carry a contract with payments that small, so we ignored her postcards. One day, however, I happened to be in that area calling on other replies, and out of curiosity, I decided to look the old lady up. I found pretty much what I expected. The old lady lived in a one-room sharecropper's cabin in the middle of a cotton field. The cabin had a dirt floor, and there were chickens in the house. Obviously, the old lady could not have qualified to purchase anything on credit. No car, no phone, no real job, nothing but a roof over her head, and not a very good one at that. I could see daylight through it in several places. Her little granddaughter was about 10, barefoot and wearing a feed sack dress. I explained to the old lady that we could not sell a new piano for $10 a month, and that she should stop writing to us every time she saw our ad. I drove away heartsick, but my advice had no effect. She still sent us the same postcard every 6 weeks, always wanting a new piano, red mahogany please, and swearing she would never miss a $10 payment. It was sad.